boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I told you I was going to keep up my Christmas tree until February 9th, the latest.
Yes.
Because that's my birthday, and I wanted to keep it up as long as my birthday.
If that makes you happy, it's not my house. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Well, it's still up right now, but I think that my Christmas tree is going to have to stay up until, well, Christmas. And then, honestly, until the Christmas after that and the Christmas after that. I don't think it's ever coming down.
Because you don't want, you're lazy or what?
Well, no, I think the problem is our cat Luna. Here, let me explain.
She loves it.
Yes. Well, she's always loved the Christmas tree, but now she loves it more than ever. So do you remember a couple weeks ago I told you that we got the cat tunnel that goes around the Christmas tree? Which, here's the thing, that cat tunnel doesn't have to be connected to a Christmas tree.
It's still a tunnel without the tree.
Exactly. But I think it helps that there's a Christmas tree above it. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Luna is our one cat that's kind of like, well, in the nicest way, an oddball. She cannot stand Evie, cannot stand Zah, and absolutely hates Fat Mochi with every bone in her body.
Yeah.
They have fights every single day. And so she has recently just discovered the cat tunnel. Like, this thing has been around for several weeks, but she has just now discovered it. And she has found that the back of the tunnel has not only a little bit of an opening, it's one, no one can find her. Mm-hmm. Two, it's right next to the heater. So one, like, Fat Mochi has no idea where she's at.
Yeah.
So he's not going to fight her. Evie doesn't know, and Zah has no idea where she's at, but also she's staying warm.
And it's dark.
And it's dark. It's hidden underneath the tree. We haven't seen her for, like, days. I mean, we'll find her, and then we have to bring her to bed at night and stuff like that. And she hates us when we do that. But that has been her go-to spot.
Mm-hmm.
Even this morning, she was over there. She's like, I'm going to my spot. Let me be. But that has been her spot. And now I can't take that away from her.
Right.
So our Christmas tree will be up, I think, honestly, for eternity. Because I'm like, I could leave the tunnel there. But I think the Christmas tree also hides her a little bit more where Fat Mochi can't see her. It also kind of keeps it there without the cats kind of moving
it. Well, and cats are so picky. If you change one thing about their favorite thing, then it's no longer their favorite.
Mm-hmm. So I can't do this to her. I have to keep the Christmas tree there, which means the ornament's got to come down. I now have to make this a Valentine's Day tree, a 4th of July tree, like St. Patrick's Day. I miss St. Patrick's Day. I got to, you know, it's got to be all the holidays.
Yeah. Or do you just decorate it for Miss Luna? Is it just Miss Luna's tree?
Wait, that's kind of smart.
I don't know what that means.
It's just pictures of Luna.
Yeah. If it's her thing,
I just print pictures and it's just like fat heads of Luna.
You could do that on the off seasons when there's no other holidays going on.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a new dream. A new dream job that actually is hiring right now.
Okay.
You know my love and obsession with the Wienermobile.
Weren't they just hiring for this last summer?
They were, and I'm not talking about them. I love the Wienermobile. I think it's really cool. And it was a dream come true when I got to go find it last year.
Let me guess, the cashew one is hiring.
Close. The Planter's Nutmobile.
Yeah, the cashew guy.
It's a peanut.
Well, same thing.
They're hiring three new people to drive the Nutmobile.
It's called the Nutmobile.
It's the Nutmobile.
Oh, God.
It is just a giant peanut. They're looking for three people starting this June. It's only a year-long job that you get to drive around the country in the Nutmobile, and you get to say you're part of the Peanutter Squad.
Oh, my God.
And then you get to, like, talk to the media wherever you're at and, like, plan cool events. And it pays $45,000 a year plus benefits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And there's also a travel stipend. They don't say how much that is, though. So they have applications open now until Valentine's Day to be part of the Nutmobile Squad. And I kind of want to do it.
And then what do you do when you get fired in a year?
find a new food truck to drive around in. I don't know. Well, then I got on their website because I'm like, are they coming near us? We found the Wienermobile.
I've never seen the nut one.
I haven't either. And they're not coming to Iowa anytime soon, unfortunately. But I now am going to have this link to their schedule saved because I will be tracking where the Nutmobile is this
year. How many do they have of that one? Because I know the Wienermobile, they have several. Do you know how many of the Nutmobiles they have?
I don't know how many Nutmobiles there are. They didn't include that information.
Oh, you should have figured that one out. Does it only have like 7 Wienermobiles?
Yeah, I think they have 7. I think there's only one looking at this website here.
That's why it hasn't come here. I have never seen it before.
It sounds like there's
only
just
seen
one.
Pics.
Did you know?
Oh, God. She's got a fun fact.
I do. Well, because, you know, it's a long vehicle. It's just a big peanut. It's 415 peanuts long and 140 peanuts wide.
What sad idiot had to count that?
And 180 peanuts high and 3 million peanuts worth in pounds.
Oh, Jesus. Who had to count that?
I would do that.
That would be you. You would have to do that. And you would do that happily?
Yes, happily.
You wouldn't be mad?
Never. Not at the Nutmobile.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I love my cats and I love buying things for my cats.
Mm-hmm.
All the toys. I'm a sucker for the holiday toys at Target. The treats. I just got a new scratch post, a new hammock for the window. But my cat, Toulouse, likes one thing and one thing only. And that is a metal cup of water.
Wait. What?
Let me explain. So, also, my cats have a little fountain, like a drinking fountain, because cats love running water. So they have
ours
one of those.
Ours do, too.
They love it.
And I don't know about yours, but ours act weird around it. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that Luna licks it is so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. They've had that for a while, so that's, like, their normal thing. But my girl cat, Toulouse, is not very vocal. She doesn't get excited about a lot of things. She's more scared and reserved than my other cat, Romeo. But we have discovered recently the only thing that makes her, like, scream meow because she's so excited and so happy is we have this, like, metal aluminum cup that I think my boyfriend Curly got at a baseball game. I don't even know when. If we fill that up and she sees us doing it, meow, 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 she's, like, crying because she's so excited.
Why?
I don't know.
Can she see her reflection in it?
No. And then you walk over with the cup to go, because what started it is I was using it to refill their fountain to just pour water in it so I don't have to carry it over to the sink. And she was going crazy. I'm like, what's going on? Are you hurt? And then I started pouring it in the fountain and found out she likes to stick her head in it. She likes to stick her head in the cup to drink water out of it. So now my boyfriend, Curly, will go out of his way to be like, oh, Tutu, do you want to drink out of the cup? It's like a treat for her now. And it was free. We didn't have to buy anything. So I need to stop wasting my money on toys because there's nothing she loves more than drinking out of that metal cup.
Okay, I have a question. You ever notice that, like, you ever have, like, a cup that you've always drank, like, soda out of or something, and then you try to put water in it, and then you're like, it's not the same. It has a weird flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have, like, coffee in there? Mm. And then maybe now there's a weird flavor to it that makes her water taste differently, and now it's, like, flavored water. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I could think of is that maybe he drank coffee out of it. For many, many years, you guys didn't think much of it, but now there's a weird taste to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think originally there was beer in it when he bought the cup.
She's
at the baseball
getting
game.
Drunk!
Oh my God, she's been caught.
Normally, I would set a New Year's resolution for myself. It's what I've been doing for the last couple of years, which is just to read 12 books, one book for every single month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm switching it up this year because I have failed that the last like 3 to 4 years.
Right.
This year, I'm not doing like a New Year's resolution. I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it like a goal or like a checklist.
Checklist.
What I'm doing. And it's 12 checklists or 12 goals for 12 months.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hard. Well, the first month really is just to make sure I take my pills every single day. And I'm so far, so good.
Good.
Then next month, I want to make sure I do my skincare morning and night. And I've actually been tagging those. I've been tagging January and February together. I've been doing both of those every single day.
Yeah, why not?
Because I want to get them done and over with. I'm not going to forget. Like, even though it's March, I'm still going to try to make sure to do those.
Yeah, carry over.
Yeah, the whole point is just to continue the rest of the year.
Right.
But I had a goal, and I think I put this in, like, summertime, because I really wanted to give myself all the way till the summer to get this goal accomplished. But this has been a goal of mine for quite some time. There's two boards to make at my gym. One board is the amount of like body fat you have lost, which is 3%, 6%, 9%, and 12%. I keep getting told by my trainer that this is your month.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to make that wall. And I go in for my appointment and I don't make the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, it's going to be next month. You're going to make it. And then I still don't make it. Hey, I have my appointment with him next week. So we'll see if it's, we'll see if it's my month. I don't want to say I've given up, but I've kind of given up because he keeps telling me it's my month and then it's not my month.
Right.
You know, but we'll see if next week is my month. There's other wall that you can make at the gym, which is those who go to the gym the most. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bragging thing.
Best attendance.
Yes. So at the very top is the person who's gone, if it's 31 days in the month, 31 days. So there are people who go 31 days.
That's crazy.
And then usually at the very bottom, it's like about 10 people. The lowest is usually anywhere from like 22 to about 24. So okay. I'm thinking the lowest you can get on this list is 22 days of the month.
Okay.
I was just looking at my, because I calculate how many times I go to the gym. If I don't miss any more days of the month, I could make this because I'd have went 23 days.
Mm.
Now, I'll make the bottom of this list, but I've made the dang list.
Okay.
So I can't miss a single day. That means I can't get sick. That means I can't get busy. I have to go to the gym every single day between now and the 31st of January, and I will make this list, which is my goal. It's on my list for 2025.
Dude, how selfishly I'm asking for somebody that wakes up in the morning and is like, nah, not today. What makes you go?
God.
Is it the list itself? Do I need to get a list? My gym doesn't have a list.
You know what? They should have a list.
They don't.
That does help.
I don't think they have a list.
Okay. I will tell you this. This morning, I almost talked myself out of it. Not going to lie. I really did. I was like, you know what? I'll go this afternoon. And then that would have been a lie.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it. But now knowing that I'm going to make the list, that's the only motivation that will get me to go. Because I want to make that stupid list. I want to see my name on there. I really do. I just want to see my name on there one time.
Can I be tagged onto your list even though I don't go to your gym?
You want me to write your name on there?
Well, I don't deserve it this month because I have...
You've only made it like four times.
Well, no, I made it more than four times, but I definitely haven't made it. I'm not going to make it 22.
You should ask your gym to start a list because I really think it's motivation right there. Start a list.
But then I don't want to fail. Can you just write my name on your list?
Yeah, I'll take white out and cross out somebody else's name.
You better wear a wig when you do that. That's embarrassing.
2 days ago, I was talking to Mad Spack about the VR game that Neighbor Man plays, which is hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades.
Right.
So then he's like, you can't talk smack if you've never played the game, which I respect.
So you did.
Then he forced me to play it.
But you kind of liked it, it sounded like.
You know what? Nothing is more fun than killing a hot dog. I'm not going to lie.
It's really strange, but I have never played it, so I guess I don't know.
So I was playing the game. I kind of had fun with it. But what I didn't know is, because, again, you're playing VR, so it's a headset. You can't see anything other than the game, right? I can't see what's going outside in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
He was filming me in the real world of me looking like a doofus with the VR stuff on, right? Then he sends those videos of me to everybody who plays that game. They're like, well, not everybody, whoever chooses to be in this like big old fat group chat.
Yeah.
And I got roasted in this group chat, right?
I can imagine.
After they roasted me because they told me I can't even shoot him correctly or handle a gun correctly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After they roasted me, later in the day, they were like, wait a minute, is this a trend? Do we now start making our girls play this game?
Oh.
The guy who runs the tournament made his girl play the game that night. And then videotaped it. Now other guys are like, wait a minute, I'm going to make my girl do it. And then some of them are like, I'm going to make my mom do it. We have started a trend. So if your guy plays hot dogs, hamburgers, wait,
what?
I think I'm hungry for a hamburger. Hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades, whatever this game is, you might have to play it. There's a bad chance because there's now a trend.
Are you going to end up on TikTok?
God, I hope not.
You got 3 days to go viral.
Post it. I told him I want to live stream because he always live streams on Twitch. Oh. I'm like, let me do it. I want to be famous.
Okay, maybe that's your next step.
So you might see me on Twitch.
I would honestly pay to see that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I want it to get dark out real fast here.
Why is that?
I saw on Facebook earlier that because it's not very cloudy today and shouldn't be very cloudy tonight, that there's a very good chance that the International Space Station is going to be visible in the sky.
Really?
At 5:57 p.m. and it's going to be visible for 6 minutes.
At only 5:57 p.m.?
That's when it starts, I guess. That's prime viewing time.
Can I see them with my own eyes or do I got to have like...
No. I think they say it looks like a fast-moving plane, so we'll just have to...
Oh.
We're going to be here. Should we go outside on a field trip at 5:57?
Yeah. Can you do a break live outside and then I'll put you on the radio.
I'm going to need a compass because it says that it's to the southwest. I don't know which way that is.
I don't know which way is southwest.
But yeah, I'm down to go outside.
And then you just tell me what you see.
I hope I can see it. Otherwise, this is all going to be really silly.
I just know
silly.
That you're probably a better person than me because my vision is not the greatest.
Well,
I can't even see what's in front of me most of the time. So
yeah,
I'm not the best subject to go outside.
I'm down to look.
I don't know if we have any like binoculars in here.
Do we?
I don't know.
I feel like Danson Eric Hansen definitely
what, that was
has
my
some.
First person was Danson Eric Hansen.
If
would
anybody
probably
would
have binoculars. My second was the engineer. Why wouldn't the engineer have one?
Dude, you're onto something.
If anything, he has a magnifying glass.
That's not going to work for this situation.
Well, but maybe. I don't know. Because wouldn't he need to magnify to see something? Like, right? To
well,
fix?
That's for up close.
Well, I don't know. But maybe that would help you.
I don't know. I'll go outside at 5:57.
If anything, I'm trying to help you out.
I'm going to go outside at 5:57.
You got to go a little bit earlier. What if it maybe they were ahead of schedule? Maybe they're going faster than you think.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll go out later and look.
And then stay out there because what if they got late? Maybe they hit up Starbucks on the way.
Do they have Starbucks?
No, I don't know. they're running a little late. They had to get
maybe,
the coffee.
Maybe. You know what? And I will forgive them for that because me too. Same. We'll report back in
and
2 hours.
Let me know if you can see if they're drinking coffee.
I will. That would be life changing.
We want to know what word or phrase can you never say right? Let us know at 319-200-1029. I mean, there's multiple words I can never say right. The list is too long. But there's a phrase that I feel absolutely horrible that I can never say right. I don't know what it is, but I just can't get it correct in my brain.
Yeah.
But it's a phrase that, like, means a lot to neighbor man. So it's a phrase that his dad always would say to him growing up.
Okay.
Like, waking up in the morning. I'm assuming what happened would be that his dad would come into the bedroom, turn the lights on. Hey, son, it's time to get up for the morning, right? Something
yeah.
like that. That's just kind of what I assume.
Uh-huh.
And then he would say this phrase. I'm butchering it. It's not like this, okay? But it's rise and shine. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Okay, it's actually, I know how to say shine, but for some
rise
reason.
Rise and shine.
I'm butchering that. Rise and shine. It's time to see. It's not seize. And it's also not seek. But I always think it's one of those two words. It's time to seek the opportunities of the day. And it's I know it's not that word. And I don't even know if it's opportunities. But I butcher that. But I know it's rise and shine. And it's something about time to seek the opportunities of the day or seize the opportunities. Or no, it's challenges. I think it's challenges.
Challenges.
Time to meet the challenges of the day. Meet the challenges of the new day. I think it's that.
Is that okay? So how often do you hear this? Because obviously you said his dad would say this to him.
Uh-huh. But so then neighbor man said it to me a couple of times when he would like wake me up in the morning. Mm. Now I like to say it to him sometimes, waking up in the morning, and then he gets kind of like, you know, sassy. He's like, "You're not saying it right. It's not right. Mm-hmm. It's not how my dad would do it."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I want to get it right, but I will never. See, you heard me. I can't get it right. I always think it's seek or seize.
Right.
And then I always think it's opportunities, but now I'm thinking it's challenges of the new day.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Do you?
But I'm thinking I need to tattoo it on myself at this point.
I was just going to say, do you write it on your hand as a little cheat sheet? Do you print it out and put it in a little frame next to the bed so
you know, that's smart.
Roll over and read it? Or do you just want to torture him for the rest of your life together?
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Okay, there you go. The most frustrating feeling. What is that word or phrase that you can never say right? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Anna, what word or phrase is that for you?
The denominator.
I feel ya.
Every time.
That is a hard one.
It really is. I could feel her thinking about it, being okay, what is it again?
Say it.
Denominator.
It's like one of those words that you're like, I gotta look at it to say
it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. That brings me to the word that I cannot say. I feel like I have to look at it. And it's unfortunate being in radio because I have to say words in front of lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a word I said a couple days ago, and I have to really think about it when we're on the radio. That word is maintenance.
No, I shouldn't have.
Maintenance. Is that right?
Maintenance.
Okay, so when I am not thinking about it, and my friends in college called me out for this, when I'm just saying it, like, in real life, I'll say...
You had to say it when you were talking about having to call for maintenance.
Yes, exactly right. I told you, I said it, like, 2 days ago, and I have to... Like,
I didn't even notice.
I know, because I am literally in my head over here, like, okay, say it right, you idiot. Say it.
Say it or I'll punch your... I'm gonna punch myself in the face.
That's how I say. Yes, that's how I have to feel, because my friends made so much fun of me in college, because I, when I'm not thinking about it, say, maintenance. I, like, skip words. Like, I sound like a valley girl, like, oh my God, we gotta call maintenance.
I wouldn't even notice that either, though. I wouldn't call you out for that.
Okay, well, they did. They're like, do you know it's maintenance? I don't even know how to say it now. Maintenance?
Well, now you make me think, am I not saying it right?
Maintenance.
Am I not saying it?
No, you're saying it
okay,
right.
Okay, no,
I'm
like,
skip half the word and say maintenance. I got to call maintenance about my...
I wouldn't even notice.
Okay, well, I'm really self-conscious about it.
But you're right. There are people who are like, you skipped a letter. Don't forget it.
Well, that's
there
the
are
one.
People like that who do that, and it's like annoying.
Well, my friends did that to me, and they have
and now I've triggered you.
Life. Yes.
Oh,
makes me sweat in my job.
Is it bad that I want you to read, like, I don't know, a report about
maintenance? See, now I'm on a roll. I can say it right.
I don't know why, but I want you to read some type of report about maintenance in the building.
Every time.
Live on air.
My armpits start sweating.
You did good, though.
Thanks.
I literally didn't even know. Like, I would have never known that was your word.
Well, now you know. And when I'm saying it, just know that I'm really thinking hard about it.
You killed it.
Oh, boy.
We're making ourselves sound a little silly, but all in good fun.
Yeah, because we all sound silly sometimes.
Yeah, because we sometimes don't know how to say a word or a phrase correctly, and that's fine. It all happens.
It's normal,
okay?
Words are hard.
And we want to know, what word or phrase can you not say right?
Ashley, what's that word for you?
Dish soap. I always say dish soap, like two H's in there.
I get that. You almost like lump the words together, and it just does not sound right.
Yeah, why not? Save some time.
I like that. Efficiency. It's good. Caroline, what word can you not say?
Oh, Worcestershire? That word?
It's so brutal. I don't know how to say it either.
How do you attempt it at the grocery store when you're like, oh, what aisle is it at?
I don't. I just go look for it or pull up the app like it is Walmart and just go to the aisle.
You're like, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
I'm not.
Can we start a petition to just change that word?
Seriously.
Brown salty sauce.
Yeah.
That's how
I'm done trying to embarrass myself. I'm not going to do that with my employees. Same with, like, there's other food. I'm like, I'm not going to ask them.
I'll show you a picture on the app.
Yeah. What's this?
Where is it? Eric, what word can you not say?
I can say it right, but I don't say it right. It's wash. I say wash.
Oh, no.
An R to it, which I guess a lot of people in Iowa do that, but that's my thing. Kids harass me about it all the time.
Now, do you do it on purpose to, like, do it, or is that just a thing you just do?
Unconsciously.
That is my father.
Really?
But it's, like, by choice. Sometimes he'll be like, oh, I got to wash the dishes. But for some reason, it's always laundry. I got to wash my shirt. I'm like, Dad, who are you?
I've never said that.
Me either, unless I'm imitating my dad. I have no idea where that comes from. Jessica, what word can you not say?
World. Like the W-O-R-L-D. World. I can't. Like, I just can't.
You sound like you're saying it right.
I feel like people, like, pronounce the O word more, like, in it. So I'm like, world. World.
It's like one of those things that you're like, you keep saying it over and over again, and now it's like not even a word now. You're like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
I'm like, you know what?
I'm going to stick to the word planet instead.
Uh-huh. Find an alternate, oh my God, alternate word. Now every word is hard today.
No, nothing sounds real.
Is dumb.
I hate it. Kiana, what word can you not say?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis?
Yep.
Oh, no.
That is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Always add extra N's.
I get it. It's like those long...
Was there ever a city or town name that you had a problem with? Mine was Mississippi for a while.
Mississippi.
But I'm fine.
Off the top of my head, no, but I'm sure that I have had plenty of struggles. Sandra, what word can you not say?
Growing up, I've never been able to say pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin.
So I say punkin.
Aww.
And everybody says pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pumpkin to me.
I like that, though. I think that's cute. We should just change the whole word.
Pumpkin. I think it's cute, too.
It's pumpkin, not pumpkin.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My mom is actually, for once, informing me of the trends right now.
Mama Kris Jenner?
Yes, ma'am. She had my family group chat blowing up last night because she saw an Instagram reel that's going viral. That people are saying, if you Google what movie was number one on your 10th birthday, that's how your 2025 is going to go.
Why do I feel like mine was the Titanic?
No, but that's the one that somebody had done in the video.
Oh my God. Okay, good.
Woo! So
I was like, I just have a feeling mine's the Titanic.
She sent that and was like, oh my gosh, everybody needs to send theirs. Like, this is going to be so much fun. And then it sent us all down a spiral hole. So, my movie is called 300, which came out March 10th, 2007.
I have never heard of 300.
I had neither. It looks like war and like Spartans and stuff. So I'm not that excited about my result.
Does that mean you're like going to be like going to war of some sort? Like, as in, like, you're going to have to fight for yourself, whether that's like in your career or in your relationship?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I'm not built to fight, so.
Or does the 300 mean something?
Ooh.
Like, you're going to win $300. Are you going to maybe
$300,000 maybe?
Uh-huh.
I'd like that. Anyways, so that's mine. I don't really know what it means. I had my boyfriend do it, Curly. He got The Dark Knight, which he was very
excited. He's becoming Batman!
He was so excited.
He's Batman.
He's like, I don't care what that means. It's so lit. Whatever. I was like, okay, I'm happy for you.
That's lit, man.
My sister got Men in Black, so she thinks aliens are coming, which I think is also really cool. My mom, who started this in the group chat, was very disturbed to see a movie called The End pop up.
You might want to
check.
Spend as much time with your mother.
That's
as
what
you
she
can.
Said. She said, "I'm doomed. I only have months to live."
Yeah.
Good
That's
luck
what I'm
to
thinking.
Me this year. So I went ahead and I Googled yours for you. So the number one movie on February 6th, 2005, your 10th birthday, was Boogeyman.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
It's, I think,
I gotta
scary.
Look up Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. I don't know if you're the Boogeyman.
Oh my God. That guy's creepy.
I don't know if the Boogeyman's going to come into your life in 2025.
Okay. So what is the Boogeyman? Like, do we know the Boogeyman, also known
scary.
As... is a fictional monster used to scare children into behaving well. Well, that tells me everything I need to know. I am a rule follower. So you know what?
You're going to scare children?
I'm going to finally get what I want, Taylor. How many times have I told you that I have been wanting to be the sheriff around here in the building? And I have been wanting, because there's people who leave early, right? And I've been wanting to report them, you know?
So you're the boogeyman.
I'm going to get to finally tell people, get to report them when they leave early. Oh, finally.
So you want to be the boogeyman in 2025.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Where's my badge to report when people leave 2 minutes early? Oh, what a good year.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy about it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm really excited for this weekend because I am going to be heading to Des Moines to have a little bit of a girls' weekend with some college friends to watch what is our Super Bowl, UDA College Dance Team Nationals. And that means I'm spending the weekend away from my boyfriend, Curly, which I don't really do that much of. We are homebodies. We spend all of our weekends together. So last night I was like, oh, are you going to miss me this weekend?
Yeah, I always like to ask that question.
So it's been, I think, since last summer when I went to Omaha to visit my sister. Otherwise, we literally are always together. So like, you going to miss me this weekend? He goes, yeah. I'm like, no, you won't. I know what you're going to do. You're going to sit on your butt and you're going to video game all weekend and you're going to love it because I'm not going to be here to be like, hello, you want to hang out with me? Are you going to game tonight? How much longer are you going to game? Are you going to get off your game? You're going to be in heaven. You're going to love it. He's like, well, yeah, I'm going to game all weekend, but I am going to miss you. I'm like, what? Whatever. I don't believe it for one second. No, no, no. Uh-huh. He's going to text me once every 4 hours, which is fine, and be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing really good on COD. I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm glad you're having fun at home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe I should take more
weekends. I like how you asked him that question, and then you're getting upset about his answer when I know you ain't going to miss him because that's not you. Are you going to miss him?
I mean...
No, she's not going to miss him.
See, I'm not like even a homesick type person. Like, I like days away. Uh-huh. It's going to be nice. It'll be great. And then you come back and you're like, oh, wow, I really did miss you. So, yeah. Will I miss him? Yeah. But I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so miserable. I want to come home right now. That's not me.
Well, so I've asked Neighbor Man the same thing when he's gone on like trips before too. Or even like... Even like today at work, like he's been at work or whatever, and I'll text him around this time and be like, miss you. And he'll avoid that. I'll be like, miss you, love you. And he just says, love you. He won't say miss you. Because he always tells me I won't miss you until like after a day or two. It's like, I can't miss you until like you're gone for like a day or two. Then I'll miss you. Mm-hmm. So that's like for him, that's how long I need to be gone. Me, I'll miss him after like a good 10 hours or so, 8 to 10 business hours. And then I miss him a little
bit. So what does that mean? Like in reality, 2 hours?
Well, yeah, I'm always missing him, but not ever like the, oh my God, I'm going to have a beautiful life if I don't see him. It's just, you know, hey, I could see his face right now. That'd be nice.
No, I don't believe you.
Normally I would set a New Year's resolution for myself. It's what I've been doing for the last couple of years, which is just to read 12 books, one book for every single month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm switching it up this year because I have failed that the last like 3 to 4 years.
Right.
This year, I'm not doing like a New Year's resolution. I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it like a goal or like a checklist.
Checklist.
What I'm doing. And it's 12 checklists or 12 goals for 12 months.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hard. Well, the first month really is just to make sure I take my pills every single day. And I'm so far, so good.
Good.
Then next month, I want to make sure I do my skincare morning and night. And I've actually been tagging those. I've been tagging January and February together. I've been doing both of those every single day.
Yeah, why not?
Because I want to get them done and over with. I'm not going to forget. Like, even though it's March, I'm still going to try to make sure to do those.
Yeah, carry over.
Yeah, the whole point is just to continue the rest of the year.
Right.
But I had a goal, and I think I put this in, like, summertime, because I really wanted to give myself all the way till the summer to get this goal accomplished. But this has been a goal of mine for quite some time. There's two boards to make at my gym. One board is the amount of like body fat you have lost, which is 3%, 6%, 9%, and 12%. I keep getting told by my trainer that this is your month.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to make that wall. And I go in for my appointment and I don't make the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, it's going to be next month. You're going to make it. And then I still don't make it. Hey, I have my appointment with him next week. So we'll see if it's, we'll see if it's my month. I don't want to say I've given up, but I've kind of given up because he keeps telling me it's my month and then it's not my month.
Right.
You know, but we'll see if next week is my month. There's other wall that you can make at the gym, which is those who go to the gym the most. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bragging thing.
Best attendance.
Yes. So at the very top is the person who's gone, if it's 31 days in the month, 31 days. So there are people who go 31 days.
Crazy.
And then usually at the very bottom, it's like about 10 people. The lowest is usually anywhere from like 22 to about 24. So okay. I'm thinking the lowest you can get on this list is 22 days of the month.
Okay.
I was just looking at my, because I calculate how many times I go to the gym. If I don't miss any more days of the month, I could make this because I'd have went 23 days.
Mm.
Now, I'll make the bottom of this list, but I've made the dang list.
Okay.
So I can't miss a single day. That means I can't get sick. That means I can't get busy. I have to go to the gym every single day between now and the 31st of January, and I will make this list, which is my goal. It's on my list for 2025.
Dude, how selfishly I'm asking for somebody that wakes up in the morning and is like, nah, not today. What makes you go?
God.
Is it the list itself? Do I need to get a list? My gym doesn't have a list.
You know what? They should have a list.
They don't.
That does help.
I don't think they have a list.
Okay. I will tell you this. This morning, I almost talked myself out of it. Not going to lie. I really did. I was like, you know what? I'll go this afternoon. And then that would have been a lie.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it. But now knowing that I'm going to make the list, that's the only motivation that will get me to go. Because I want to make that stupid list. I want to see my name on there. I really do. I just want to see my name on there one time.
Can I be tagged onto your list even though I don't go to your gym?
You want me to write your name on there?
Well, I don't deserve it this month because I have...
You've only made it like four times.
Well, no, I made it more than four times, but I definitely haven't made it. I'm not going to make it 22.
You should ask your gym to start a list because I really think it's motivation right there. Start a list.
But then I don't want to fail. Can you just write my name on your list?
Yeah, I'll take white out and... cross out somebody else's name.
You better wear a wig when you do that. That's embarrassing.
Taylor is currently outside freezing her butt off.
I'm cold.
Because what are you currently looking for us right now?
Okay, so earlier today, and what I told everybody in my Taylor window update at 4, was that because it's not cloudy tonight, right around this time, we should be able to see the International Space Station in the sky. So I'm out here looking for it.
What's the report? Have you found it?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I am a little bit dumb, and we are also on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids where there is an airport. So I have gotten my hopes up twice, and then I saw that it was alternating between white and red lights. I think that was an airplane, but I think I might have found it. Oh, Spencer from 1600 ESPN's leaving for the night. I'm looking for the International Space Station. Yeah. I think it's the really bright one. I'm pretty sure that I see it.
Okay, so what it's just a bright ball? Like, what are you seeing?
It looks like it's moving, which they said on the internet that it looks like a fast-moving plane, but it's not flashing like a normal plane.
Can you see them drinking Starbucks like I wanted to know?
No, well,
I don't know that they can drink Starbucks, but can you see them drinking
I'm wondering
or eating?
No, can they see my knees chattering and could they drop down a hot cocoa? It's freezing out here.
probably not. I wonder if we just look like little ants from up there.
Well, it might be out here. It also might not be, but I need to come inside now. I'm cold.
Well, I locked the door, so good luck.
Oh!
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Monday was National Rubber Ducky Day. Yesterday, it was National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Today, National Bagel Day.
Finally.
Taylor's time to shine.
I do love a bagel.
She does. Well, tonight's question is, according to Grubhub, the top bagel flavors in the U.S. are blueberry, cinnamon raisin, and what is number three? Why are you giving me that look?
I'm side-eyeing the raisin.
Oh, my God. I love the raisin. Okay. Grubhub got most of the orders from me. That's
okay.
The problem.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
According to Grubhub, the top bagel flavors in the U.S. are blueberry, cinnamon raisin, and what is number three?
One being my top three. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
It's National Bagel Day.
Mmm.
Favorite cream cheese to go with?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, well, it depends on the bagel.
Depends on the bagel.
Yeah, are we talking sweet or savory?
Yeah, plain bagel. What are you doing on it?
Oh, plain bagel? Garden veggie.
Okay.
Probably.
Weirdo.
There's a lot of options here. You're talking to the connoisseur of bagels.
No, seriously. That's why we did a trivia question tonight for National Bagel Day. According to Grubhub, the top bagel flavors in the U.S. are blueberry, cinnamon raisin. What is number three?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 9301 said poppy seed.
That's a no for me, dog.
Like, I'll eat it if I have to, but definitely not one of my top choices.
Yeah, so it can get stuck in your teeth? No, thank you.
Yeah, you're really onto something there.
No, I'm good. I'm going to avoid that one at all costs.
If I really, really wanted a bagel and that's all they have, I probably would do it, but yeah.
1101 said plain.
Classic. Can't really mess that up.
Because then from there, you can choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
You know, then you could do plain cream cheese, but put some hot honey mm-hmm. on there or mm-hmm. put some fruits on there or whatever.
An egg, make it a bagel sandwich.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Or you could do a really cool... You know, cream cheese that's not garden vegetable.
I love garden veggie. Anyways.
Only one keeping them in business.
Whatever. My mom likes it too. I know that.
Whatever. My mom liked it too.
Yeah, my mom said it's good. So it is. Rebecca said onion.
I don't think I've ever had the onion one.
I'm sure I have. Definitely gave you stank breath, but it's good.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Why not?
100%. You want to know what's my favorite? Because I'm still a kid.
What?
The chocolate chip one.
Oh, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fun fact. In college, I worked at Brugger's Bagels / Jamba Juice, and I liked a bagel that nobody else liked.
What's that?
That apparently old people like. Pumpernickel.
What is that?
Oh, it's so good. It's like brown. I don't know what it tastes like. I can't explain it.
Well, explain it.
I don't remember, but all my coworkers at the end of the night would be like, okay, who wants one? And they'd give me the pumpernickel because they're like, you weirdo, you actually like that one. It's delicious.
Give me a vibe. Is it like, I would assume it's got like a spice taste, not like
no.
A...
No? Not spicy.
Not like a, no, like a nutmeg
oh,
or like a
no.
pumpkin spice.
No.
Really?
No. I got to go get one now.
Yeah, because I want to try whatever you just said.
Pumpernickel.
That's a funny
word. Delicious. Don't come at me.
We are. According to Grubhub, the top bagel flavors in the U.S. are blueberry, cinnamon raisin. What is number three? And it's not with Taylor's. And I'll guarantee you that right now.
If you love pumpernickel, let me know on the text line.
No one does. No one will text in.
Go order it tomorrow. You won't regret it.
No, no one's going to text in. So same thing with no one's going to text in about garden vegetables. The cream cheese. I think you're the only one keeping them in business.
I am not. It is so popular. Anyways, text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I swear to God, if everybody texts in saying they like those two and the garden vegetable and then people are dogging
not
on me.
Not necessarily together.
For the chocolate chip bagel, I will cry.
You're uncultured. That's what it is.
I'm still standing by that. I think you might be the only person keeping garden vegetable in business.
Nuh-uh. No. 5585 just called us and said she likes garden veggie,
oh, okay.
And she also likes pumpernickel.
Okay, that's one person for the garden vegetable. And then you got two people for the bagel because you all said 1411 text in. That's it, though. That's it. That's all you got.
I don't care. More for me then. Stay stupid. I'll eat all the pumpernickel and all the garden veggie.
Hey, I'll give it a try. Not the garden vegetable. I ain't trying to be that healthy.
It's not healthy. We're talking about cream cheese right now. Do you know that that is not healthy?
It says veggies in it. I'm not trying to be that healthy.
That's fine.
But I will try your bagel, all right? You sold me on it.
No, I don't want you to. I changed my mind. Now I'm annoyed.
Well, tonight's trivia question before I annoyed her for National Bagel Day. According to Grubhub, the top bagel flavors in the U.S. are blueberry, cinnamon raisin. What is number three?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Everything bagel is number three. Now, I would have personally thought that would be number one.
Yeah. Or plain.
If I put them in order, I would have said the order probably would have been everything. No, plain, everything, and then like blueberry. Yeah. Or like Asiago, which Asiago was after everything. And then after that was rainbow. Where y'all finding rainbow?
Dude, I always see them on Instagram.
Where are they?
Like, who's really known for their bagels? Like New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've seen bakeries there do it. In fact, when I was there for something back in college,
can't remember.
Half of my team, my dance team, went to go look at something, and then the other half went to go find rainbow bagels.
Did they find them? Bridge.
Yes, they did, and I did not go with.
Okay, but what'd they taste like?
That's a good question. I didn't go
with. I would assume they're just plain bagels with sprinkles in them. That's, is that what they are?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Are they not that special?
I mean, they're pretty.
That's what I want them just because they're pretty. But I got to get my hands on a rainbow bagel now because it reminds me of a kid getting always the rainbow ice cream. Do you ever go to an ice cream shop and you're like, they got the rainbow ice cream.
Yeah, yeah,
I
got
to
get
the rainbow ice cream. It wasn't that special. It's just because it was rainbow. You had to get it. Mm-hmm. Now I got to get the rainbow bagel now.
You got some Googling to do.
Yeah, I
got to
find it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.